Bitter cold air is still deeply in control of North America, and this is an impressive air mass to say the least. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures at this hour, and please note it is afternoon, are in the negative single digits down as far south as the northern Texas panhandle. Still, that's where it was this morning at dawn. Absolutely no warming occurring in those areas. Most of our region hasn't warmed up either. We're still looking at negative 20s and negative teens across a big part of the region. Most of those negative 20s, though, have abated, so we're seeing mostly negative teens and negative single digits at this hour. But as we go forward through the night tonight, it will go back the other way. A strong surface high pressure center is promising to settle over eastern Montana and western parts of North Dakota. That will likely set the stage for temperatures to possibly plummet down close to minus 40 by tomorrow morning at dawn. Now, that will be out to the west. For our area, we will not be that cold. We expect temperatures tomorrow morning to be similar to what they were today, negative 20s and negative teens across the majority of our listening area. It will stay windy across the area overnight tonight and into the day tomorrow, so that's not going to help any. And if you're going outside to do some work or travel, just make sure that you dress appropriately and have adequate protection in case you get stranded outside. It is going to still be threatening. Now, as we go into Saturday morning, that surface high pressure center out to the west will creep into our area, settle over central parts of North Dakota on Saturday morning. That's going to lighten the winds up across our area, but it is going to clear the skies off a little bit and allow those temperatures down low once again with negative 20s and negative teens. Would not surprise me to see some negative 30 degree readings again out in western North Dakota. Well, then after that, the high pressure system will be in a bigger hurry to get out of the way, and by Sunday morning is expected to drop down into the middle Missouri River Valley, way to our south in Nebraska, Kansas, and Iowa, and will start a warming trend. And the temperatures as we get into Sunday and Monday will likely work their way more dramatically closer to normal. Monday and Tuesday is when the temperatures may actually start to push a little bit above normal. But keep in mind, as the south winds blow across the region, we have a lot of cold air to our south, so the warm-up is going to have a bit of a struggle to it, because we have to bring back all of that icy cold air all the way down in Texas northward, so it'll take an extra day or so to get back into a warm mode. Precipitation is going to be somewhat limited. I don't expect any major storm system in the area for a while. However, as the high pressure system abates, we will see a little disturbance move into the area on Sunday, give us occasional light snow, and that'll mark the beginning of a more significant warm-up. And as we go into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, there'll be one more round of precipitation. This might be a wintry mix as the warmest air finally gets here. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.